This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idsty. Former White House aide Lewis Scooter Libby has paid the $250,000 fine, which was part of his sentence in the CIA leak case. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
President Bush commuted Libby's 2.5-year prison sentence on Monday, calling it excessive. But the president left in place Libby's two other punishments, a $250,000 fine and 2 years of supervised release. Yesterday, the vice president's former chief of staff paid the fine with a cashier's check. That leaves only one part of Libby's punishment remaining, his 2-year probation, and now that's in doubt. Judge Reggie Walton, who sentenced Libby, suggested earlier this week that federal law may not permit supervised release without Libby serving any prison time. It could not be learned yesterday whether the money to pay Libby's fine came from his personal finances or from some of his conservative supporters, or whether it came from his multimillion-dollar legal defense fund. The White House, on the defensive this week, struck back yesterday by mocking President and Mrs. Clinton's criticism of the commutation. Given Mr. Clinton's record on pardons, said a White House spokesman, it's startling that they have the gall to criticize. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.